Anderson.
Good evening, I'm Dr. Kay Henderson, and I'm a teacher. When Dr. Janney took office, there was one assistant superintendent, and now we have four. There was 23 district office administrators, and the enrollment was 40,000. She expanded the assistant superintendents from 1 to 4, and the district office bureaucrats from 23 to 56. While enrollment declined. Currently, we have 47 district office administrators, and every one of them earns more than the governor of California. Clearly, we are hugely bloated at the top, and that must be corrected. And that should be corrected before cuts to teachers, counselors, librarians, learning centers, and staff. The cuts of the administrators will not impact students. The cuts to teachers, counselors, learning centers will cut from the top.
Paul Osuna.
Paul Osuna, Sweetwater teacher. I'm here as a taxpayer and as a teacher, it's my 26th year here. Please don't look annoyed like I'm interrupting your Monday night relaxation. When your decisions destroy the lives of people I love and respect, I'm going to show up, and I might end up like some people that show up every meeting. Because there's a lot to say from the stuff I've seen in 26 years. I'm sick and tired that every time there's a budget problem or a budget issue. And just let me say, it's not that. It's a budget disaster. Calling it a problem or an issue is like driving your car through a wall, over a cliff, and going home and telling your family you had a fender bender. You've got cell towers at schools that you get money for from AT&T and Verizon. In 1997, when Rancho was built, Rancho was generating $20,000 a year for one cell tower. I didn't see anywhere in the budget how much incoming you got from that. When Ed Brand was here, he put in all those leases, 20-year leases on the portables, $4,000 to $7,000 a month for each one. You probably never heard it here. You never heard it in the news. That's not your money. I'm a teacher. It's not my money. And I don't forget it for a second, and you shouldn't either. The people, the taxpayers of San Diego County, Chula Vista, they love their schools, and they vote for bonds. But they sent the message during the last election. And I ask your indulgence for 15 seconds.
Sure.
It's not our money. The Securities and Exchange Commission is concerned because you, maybe not you personally, showed a budget to someone who said, let's sell bonds. You got a great fiscal policy. The people that hold those bonds, they got junk bonds. That's why the federal agents were involved. That's why the FBI is looking through buckets of receipts for handwritten cash advances. That's why the state auditors go to the news and say, we don't see the bottom of it. Is it 25, 30, 40, 60? I've heard up to $80 million. And as a taxpayer, you're not going to solve this problem on fleecing the taxpayer like we're sheep or like burros cargando su cochinero.
Wrap it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nick Marinovich.
I'm going to be short and sweet here. It's going to be a buzzkill for everybody in the room. Rubber is meeting the road tonight. Everybody better realize the only way to get out of this problem is either you're going to have to cut people or you're going to have to cut salaries, and you're going to have to do it soon. Let me tell you, if that doesn't happen and you don't have the cash, the state's going to take over. And if the state takes over, the party's really over, okay? This is a real issue. Now, how did you get here? You granted way too high salary increases, and you didn't ask a bunch of questions. And then if you delve down into the details of the salaries, your salary levels are higher than other school districts, both at the teacher level and particularly at the administrative level. okay? You're just going to have to deal with the reality. Until we get rid of people or the higher salaries, this state of California is going to be taking over this district next year. I don't know what the solution is, you know, where there's a lot of blame everywhere around, but I believe the numbers are correct. So we all in this room better get our act together. And I, you know, I just throw this out. What if everybody, and you're probably going to throw darts, it took a 7 to 8% salary cut. Now, not across the board, maybe you move it around. That would balance the budget. Okay? That's what it would take. Take back some of those salary increases you granted, and you might solve the problem.
Tom Leet.
Before I begin, and please don't start the timer, can I petition to be able to use Ms. Cheer's minute and a half as well? With her, your permission?
Oh, I'm sorry.
To use your minute and a half as well?
Cause no. Oh, yes, you can.
I don't allow that.
The board allow
okay, I'm being told that that's not within our purview to do that. We don't have a board policy to address that, so I know. But I'm getting direction now.
I'm going to make a series of, please stay with me. I'm going to be going through these slides quickly. And if I'm saying anything irrational, then you can cut me off.
You have a minute and
I would like
seconds.
To start at slide number 26, start the clock. Slide 26 about projected enrollment, which says, assuming your numbers are correct, that we are going to go down by 643 teachers. Now, if you divide by our 28 to 1 ratio, that is 23 teachers you need to cut in order to meet declining enrollment this year. You decided to fire 205 when you only needed to cut 23. So 23 you needed to cut, another 182 you decided to cut to balance the budget. Now, that budget hole, this problem that we got into is not the teacher's fault, as Mr. Tarantino has said. It is the problems within the district of not being able to count your own money. I'll talk more later on that. But can we move on to slide number 27, the allocation example for a site? First off, in informing the public, the top two numbers, the general enrollment, 2309, versus the declining enrollment factor, 2274, one of those is just plain wrong. So either your first calculation of estimating the number of students is wrong, or the need for putting in a 1.5% cut to those students is also wrong. Just get rid of one of those numbers and give us the real, whatever fake number you come up with. Now, you'll notice on just enrollment RSP factor, you told us about that, Dr. Janney, the 16%. So 1 in 6 RSP students count as being pulled out. What that means to tell the public is that the other 5 in 6 students are being thrown in with the general population in your accounting of teachers. All right. Further on, the attrition factor you put in there, that means that you are budgeting for the lowest student need, not the highest. So you're starting with classes that are way too large. I have a few more slides to go. Slide 28. I just want to point out things that are zeroed out. When no school, you started this meeting by congratulating 3 athletic teams. That doesn't happen without athletic directors. I just want to let everybody know that when you zero athletic director and you zero attendance coordinator, that's going to force principals to take FDEs away from classroom teachers, and classrooms will be larger. 2 slides left. Slide 29. Oh, my goodness, what to talk about here. First of all, I just want to point out the $31.7 million in reductions you want to make, you already found $27.5. If you don't find the full 31, you're not going to run out of money. You're just not going to have the full reserve. The state will not take over. You already have enough reduction to not run out of cash. All right.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, Mr. Leach.
I've got one more slide to go.
Give it to someone else to talk on your behalf.
Can I have somebody's time?
Have them sign a new card.
Jada Alvarez.
You're done. Thank you.
A massive complaint that we've seen today is that there's a lot of blame but not a lot of solutions. So I want to propose 3 potential solutions from my knowledge of the situation. 1, I think there should be some more conversation with the Chula Vista Elementary School District. It's with great contempt that everyone has recognized that the 7 and 8 expansion would decrease our enrollment. However, I have seen no communication between our district and their district between this, let alone creating a unified school district of some sort. It's a conversation more than worth having. Secondly, I haven't seen much talk about the San Diego County Office of Education proposal for a 5-year budget plan instead of knocking it all out in 1 year. And thirdly, the most clear, the most simple, cut from the top. We've all been saying it because it's the thing that makes the most sense, and it's the thing that would be the best for the students like me that these cuts would affect. The bottom line between all of these solutions is a complete lack of accountability in this issue by the Board of Trustees as a whole. And so I'm asking you, as a member of, an impassioned member of Otay Ranch High School, of the Sweetwater Union High School District, and the Chula Vista community as a whole, that you take these solutions into consideration, that you have more open communication with other organizations around us, and that you take accountability for this issue at hand. Thank you. Okay.